The word is sabbatical. It comes from the Bible and is something doctors, scientists, and universities offer to their employees as a benefit to get away from whatever it is they've been working on. It can last anywhere from 2 months to a year. I guess you could say I've been on a sabbatical with my Lambo and Sports podcast since December, but my boss says it's time to get back to work. He said, get back at it, whatever it is. The last time I did one of these, the Dallas Cowboys were still trying to fight their way into the playoffs, and then they shot themselves in the foot. There's another expression I've got to look up to see where it comes from. After Dallas lost to Seattle 21-12 at AT&T Stadium back in December, they lost their opportunity to have a shot at making the playoffs. Not that they would have been able to climb past Atlanta anyway for that sixth seed in the NFC. And not long after that game was over, the season was over. Owner Jerry Jones promised there would be some coaching changes. Translation, he was going to get rid of anybody and everybody except head coach Jason Garrett and the coordinator Scott Linehan and Rod Marinelli. Well, as of this morning, Jones is holding true to his word. Although only quarterbacks coach Wade Wilson and secondary coach Joe Baker failed to have their contracts renewed. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia has left to join John Gruden in Oakland. Tight ends coach Steve Loney retired. Wide receivers coach Derek Dooley left for the college game for a job at the University of Missouri. And offensive line coach Frank Pollock took a job with the Cincinnati Bengals. And now we find out that defensive passing game coordinator Matt Eberflus has said adios. He's going to join Josh McDaniels, currently with the New England Patriots, to become the defensive coordinator, with Daniels either with the Indianapolis Colts or Tennessee Titans. And running backs coach Gary Brown could be on the move, according to a story by Clarence Hill in the Star-Telegram. So 7 assistant coaches, so far, have said so long to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, those 7 aren't the reason that Dallas went 9-7 and missed out on the postseason. But Jones wasn't going to turn things upside down and get rid of Garrett, or Linehan, or Marinelli. But I'll go ahead and say it now. If the Cowboys don't make the playoffs next season, Garrett will be looking for another job. No more excuses about, we just didn't play a full 60 minutes today. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. I know you're tired of watching everybody else like I am in the NFL get into the playoffs while Dallas is sitting at home and saying, well, there's always next year. Just like Kevin Sumlin knew he had to win more than 8 games this past season at Texas A&M, Garrett will know he's got to do more. A lot more. He's going to have to do what a team like Jacksonville has done, or a team like Philadelphia, an Eagles team that was able to get this far, even though their quarterback, Carson Wentz, blew out his knee a few weeks ago. Nick Foles has stepped in, and he's been able to find a way to keep Philly in the conversation. Although they are the underdog at home this Sunday against the Vikings, who probably shouldn't be playing in the game. But the football gods were looking down on Minnesota last Sunday when they rallied with just seconds to go in regulation to beat the Saints. A game where some, if not most, are saying the Vikings were lucky. But then, luck's part of it. Just ask Drew Pearson. We did. The original number 88 of the Cowboys has opened a new restaurant at DFW Airport in Terminal E called Sports 88. He caught up with WBAP Scott Sidway yesterday and talked about how ironic it was that he once caught a Hail Mary pass against Minnesota for the Cowboys, and his new joint opens on a day after the Vikings had their own Hail Mary.
That this restaurant opens right after the day Minnesota kind of negates the Hail Mary you killed them with.
I know. You'd think I would have planned it that way, but actually it just kind of fell into place like that. And, you know, like the old days when I caught the Hail Mary, you know, people said, well, you were really good. I said, no, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. So we're lucky that play happened the day before I'm having an opening here, because I think what it did was help bring more interest in the media out here, not just to see what I'm doing here with the airport, but get a quote about that play, you know, with Diggs made.
I would have been here anyway, man. Right on. Was it lucky? You think? Are you saying it was lucky, or do you think it was?
Oh no! I think for them to be able to pull that off had to take some skill. Sure, luck's involved. There's no question about that. But an old wise man once said, luck is the residue of design. You got to put yourself in a position to be lucky. And that's what Case Keenum and Diggs did. They put themselves in a position to be lucky, just like Roger and I did back in December 28, 1975, in a frozen tundra of Metropolitan Stadium.
You think that lifts the curse that you may have put
on? I hope they leave me alone now. I noticed they didn't call it a Hail Mary. Because they don't want any reference to that. They're going to get their own great play. But here's the thing. Diggs better be ready, because no matter what he does for the rest of his career, if he wins Super Bowls, make All-Pro Hall of Fame, he'll always be remembered and identified by that play, just like I'm remembered and identified by the Hail Mary.
And now you're rooting for them,
and it's all good.
And you're rooting for them, right? Because they're playing the Eagles, right?
Yeah, heck with the Eagles. If the Eagles win, I will have no material for my speeches.
At the draft this year, right?
Drew Pearson going one-on-one with our own Scott Sidway from WBAP from his new restaurant, Sports 88, at DFW Airport. I think Drew's right in taking the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. And I'm guessing he's going to pick the defending Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots, who are at home against Jacksonville. The Jags have had a heck of a run, squeaking past Buffalo at home and then winning on the road at Pittsburgh last week. But I think their ride is about to come to an end. What do I know? I picked all of the home teams in the wild card weekend, only to watch the Chiefs and the Rams lose. And then I picked all of the home teams last weekend, only to watch the Steelers get run over by the Jags. So for the record, let's go with Minnesota winning at Philadelphia and New England winning against Jacksonville this coming Sunday. What do you think? Who do you think makes it to Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis as you look at your NFL crystal ball? Obviously, I'll talk about this the rest of the week as I ease my way back into cyberspace and cranking out another Lambo on sports. Back up and running again, although I did enjoy my sabbatical. We all need to escape from our jobs from time to time. So there you go. Our first podcast for 2018 is in the books. Thanks as always for checking it out. And remember, you can always tweet me at LamboWBAP. So until the next time, have a good Tuesday, everybody. Try and stay warm. Although I guess you could be listening to this on a beach somewhere in the Caribbean. And if you are, I'm jealous. I'll see you on the radio live tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m. I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.